Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something blows up at the Torrance Courthouse.
I spoke to the sheriff and asked if the explosion we'd heard was some sort of controlled explosion to blow something up, or if it was a bomb itself. And he said, yes, it was a small bomb.
Yeah, that's secondhand. We don't know what the hell it was or who put it there. It's November 13th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, LA's a sanctuary city, right?
But these policies are not concrete. They're not permanent.
Turns out the mayor didn't know that. The race is on to make it so. And how does the new LA County DA feel about protesters who take it too far?
They will be held accountable for their actions.
We'll hear how he plans to do that. It's all ahead, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. This is a strange story. Something blew up at the Torrance Courthouse. The bomb squad was on the scene. They were looking at it. It had a note and a balloon attached to it. We don't know whether it was really the bomb squad blowing it up or whether it blew up on its own or what it was to begin with, but they said it was some sort of device. Karen Adams is on the scene, and she was there for the aftermath.
I arrived at the courthouse to find people standing at the far end of the parking lot, the building evacuated, Torrance police officers and the LA County Sheriff's bomb squad here. I spoke with Will, who came to report for jury duty. Here's what he had to say.
I heard a very large explosion that frightened some of the people who were in the lot itself. I was a little bit removed from the lot at that point. And then I got out as people were pushed further back after the explosion. The police moved, or the sheriffs moved everyone about 200 yards away to the back of this parking lot we're looking at. And I spoke to the sheriff and asked if the explosion we'd heard was some sort of controlled explosion to blow something up, or if it was a bomb itself. And he said, yes, it was a small bomb, probably not enough to do much damage. There was no damage to the building. And from that point onward, we were told to come back at 1:30 p.m.
However, the decision was made to close the courthouse for the day. Bomb-sniffing dogs were brought in to search the courthouse for any other devices. The FBI came out to help in the investigation.
They say that the courthouse will be back open tomorrow, but they still haven't released any details about what exactly it was or if they know anything about who might have put it there. Pretty well known that LA is a sanctuary city, right? Our officials are proud of that. Except it's not, officially. And the mayor didn't even really know that until this week when people started talking about making a law to make the sanctuary city protections permanent. If we did that, an estimate is a quarter of the people who live here could benefit from those protections. Craig Figner's been looking into it.
The rush is on at the LA City Attorney's Office to declare Los Angeles a sanctuary city. Under former Mayor Eric Garcetti, there was an executive directive that he signed, which gave Los Angeles sanctuary status, set policy but not law with regards to undocumented people living in Los Angeles. Councilmember Eunice Hernandez, long ago, she introduced the possibility of a new law, sent it to the city attorney because it passed council, but it never came back for a vote as a new law? Well, now it will, and with urgency.
This codifies all the protections that were in the executive directive of Mayor Garcetti. We right now are considered, quote unquote, a city of sanctuary. The ordinance would make these protections and policies and procedures permanent moving forward, regardless of the administration.
There are some people I've seen on the social media who've been saying, well, hey, states that decide not to cooperate with the feds on immigration issues, discretionary federal money may not come your way.
The mayor comes from the federal government. There's a lot of conversations happening. The danger was already there that with the Trump administration, Los Angeles would be losing out on resources.
This could be up for a vote next week here at LA City Hall, if not then, the week after. But that's an expedited week given the Thanksgiving holiday.
And Craig tells us the big picture inside City Hall is that it has really changed the priorities, the election of Donald Trump, and everybody's sort of scrambling to respond to it from a city policy perspective. Talking about county policy now, and there'll be a lot of new ones on the criminal justice side when the new district attorney, Nathan Hochman, takes over in early December. One thing we didn't get to ask, we kind of ran out of time for it. We had it on the list of questions in our debate between Hochman and George Gascon, was about handling of protesters. There has been a lot of talk about DA Gascon not prosecuting protesters who commit crimes during protests, such as vandalism or assault. We wanted to know how Nathan Hochman feels about that and how he'd balance it with the First Amendment. Emily Valdez asked him.
Incoming District Attorney Nathan Hochman says he supports free speech no matter how vile.
That is not only their right to do it, I'll protect that First Amendment right.
But when protesters break the law,
they want to go ahead and block a freeway. They want to block an airport. If they want to, you know, vandalize a college campus and prevent students from getting an education, they want to attack, and in this case, it was Jews trying to enter a synagogue in the Pico Robertson area. That's when those words turn into illegal conduct. And if I'm the, you know, when I become the DA, they will be held accountable for their actions.
He believes that if protesters know they will be prosecuted for doing something illegal, they're less likely to do it in the first place.
Hochman gets sworn in as the DA the first week of December. In a few years, L.A. County government changes dramatically thanks to the passage of what was on your ballot as Measure G. It changes the L.A. County government structure for the first time in about a century, expanding the Board of Supervisors from 5 to 9 members and electing essentially a county executive. It's not clear what they'll call that person. We've heard county CEO, county executive officer. The people behind Measure G are now talking about how it's going to be implemented.
Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, one of Measure G's authors, says expanding better serves the people.
This is the best way to bring government closer to the people. I have never felt threatened by having more voices be part of the conversation. And I think that's what we do when we do government best. That's what happens. We bring more people into the conversation, and that's what Measure G will do.
The measure will also create an independent ethics commission by 2026 to keep the supervisors in check.
This is clearly a reform ballot. This is a reform election, and people want to see change in Los Angeles County, and I'm prepared to do the work to deliver it.
In 2028, voters will elect a county executive who will function like a mayor. Measure G passed by a slim margin. Two supervisors opposed it.
That's Karen Adams again. It's going to be train service in the San Fernando Valley for the first time in more than 70 years. Voters approved this project, and now the first phase of it's being built. Metro spokesperson Dave Sotero was talking to KCAL News at a community meeting. He said it's going to run in the middle of Van Nuys Boulevard.
It's really going to connect a lot of rail lines in the San Fernando Valley, starting with the G line in Van Nuys, continuing through Panorama City, Arleta, and Pacoima.
At this meeting, people who live in the area and business owners got to see sketches of what it'll look like, and they got to ask questions and share their concerns, of which I'm sure there were a lot.
I am eager to use it. I think there is a lot of opportunity. I think there's going to be a lot of change to the community. I'm concerned about the congestion. I'm concerned about parking, but it'll be nice.
Parking's always the big one. Metro says the area will still be open to traffic while the construction's going on, and says there's a business interruption fund for mom-and-pop businesses. They'll be done with this, and they say the trains will be running in 2031, which means sometime after 2031. Some Southwest Airlines workers in L.A. are getting buyout packages or being put on extended leave. They're going to have the year end with 2,000 fewer workers than last year. This is really because they're not able to get new Boeing planes because of all of Boeing's problems. Here's airline industry analyst Henry Hardeveld.
Their CEO spoke about this yesterday at an airline conference in Dallas, and he mentioned that they are waiting to get dozens of new planes that were not delivered yet, in part because Boeing was behind the curve in building the planes, and in part because Boeing had a 53-day strike that essentially shut down production on its 737 MAX assembly line.
Also, multiple reports that say Spirit is considering declaring bankruptcy after the merger with Frontier fell apart. Hardeveld says he doesn't think Southwest or Spirit passengers will see any noticeable ticket price increases in the immediate future, though. Big transition for the LAPD. Next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had the new chief, Jim McDonald, take over the LAPD this week. Of course, crime and policing, a big issue in the election. And the LAPD is going to play a crucial role over the next few years with the World Cup and the Olympics coming. We've got a deep dive into all of that tomorrow evening. That's Thursday evening on KNX News. It's called LAPD's Future, our in-depth special hosted by our chief correspondent, Charles Feldman. He's going to talk with both the incoming chief, the new chief, Jim McDonald, and the outgoing interim chief, Dominic Choi. Here's Chief Choi talking about all the problems the department's facing.
Our hiring and our retention, our employee wellness, challenges with deployment, crime being a priority for the organization, building community trust, focusing on our officers and their not only physical well-being, but their mental well-being, ensuring that they're getting the proper services if they get hurt on duty through our workers' comp program. So these are all things that continue to be challenges for us.
Again, LAPD's Future, Thursday evening, 6 o'clock on KNX News, streaming on the Odyssey app. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. That's the LA Local for this 13th of November. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Find the LA Local and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.